Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I planned and worked really hard to achieve something, but the result was other than what I wanted. Allah had other plans, and so I submitted and accepted whatever He willed. This is step one. As we practice this, slowly this submission turns into rida. Not only am I not complaining, but rather I am happy towards whatever Allah wills. The Quran describes a group of people as follows: رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. They are pleased with Allah and He is pleased with them. Wow! Again, this comes at two levels. Firstly, in whatever Allah has instructed me to do, not only do I not complain about it, I actually love it and I do it with passion and dedication, despite it being hard in appearance. For example, Allah has said that I should always show respect to my parents. At times, the situation is such that showing respect to them goes against my desires and my ego. Some believers would show respect, but within them complaining to Allah about why He has brought about this situation, whilst others actually do it with complete pleasure and tranquility. Secondly, rida towards what happens to us. Again, we must plan and try our best to do that which we are responsible for, but realize that certain factors are beyond our understanding and at times the result will be difficult to bear in appearance. Being content and pleased with Allah is a feeling that stems from a very deep understanding of our relationship with Him. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, "Ar-ridha bimakruh al-qada," being pleased with that which happens and is against our wishes, min a'la darajat al-yaqeen, is the highest level of certainty. This emotion is amongst the most noble of relationship with Allah. Tomorrow we'll start a new section, but before that, you could look up the last few verses of both Surah Fajr and Surah Layl.